DIY poet. Be ready. Breakdown. Times toilet. 2. Form of the verb, tenir, to hold, conjugated in the imperative mood, command form. It's used here to mean, hold yourself. Prêt is the feminine singular form of the adjective, prêt, ready. The sentence literally translates to, hold yourself ready. It is a common way to tell someone to be prepared for something.
Tenez-vous prêt.
Be ready. Breakdown.
Tenez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Tenir.
To hold, conjugated in the second person plural, you all, but used here as a polite imperative with vous, to address a single person.
Vous
is the pronoun, you, used formally to address one person.
Prêt
is the feminine singular form of the adjective.
Prêt.
Ready. Key concepts. Imperative mood, used to give commands or instructions. Formal address, using vous instead of to for a more formal address. Agreement of adjectives, the adjective.
Prêt.
Agrees in gender and number with the noun it modifies, in this case, the implied subject, you.
Tenez-vous prêt.
Get ready. This sentence is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or instructions. Tenez.
Tenez.
Is the imperative form of the verb.
Tenir.
To hold.
Tenez
means hold or keep in this context, but in the imperative mood it implies get ready, as if you are holding yourself in a state of readiness.
Vous.
Vous is the plural pronoun for you. In this sentence, it emphasizes the command being given to multiple people. Prêts.
Prêt
is the masculine plural form of the adjective.
Prêt.
Ready. The exclamation mark at the end reinforces the imperative nature of the sentence, emphasizing the command to be prepared.
Tenez-vous prêt.
Get ready. Breakdown.
Tenez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Tenir.
To hold. Here it is being used as a command.
Vous
is the formal, you, used for showing respect, or formality.
Prêt
is the feminine plural form of the adjective.
Prêt.
Ready. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give commands, or instructions. The verb is conjugated in the second person plural form, vous. It is important to note the use of the formal, you, in this case.
Soyez ponctuel.
Be punctual. This sentence is an imperative form, meaning it's a command, or request. Soyez is the imperative form of the verb.
Être.
To be, in the.
Vous.
Form, which is the polite form of, you, in French. Ponctuel is the feminine plural form of the adjective.
Ponctuel.
Punctual. It modifies the implied subject, which is
vous.
You. The sentence literally translates to be punctual, women, but in English, we don't specify gender in this context, so the most natural translation is simply be punctual.
Va-t'en.
Go away. This is a very direct and informal command, literally meaning, go yourself.
Va
is the imperative form of the verb, or le, to go, meaning, go.
Ta
is a contraction of tn.
De
is the pronoun, you, in the informal singular form.
Ah
is the reflexive pronoun, yourself, and indicates that the action of going is directed at oneself. Is the exclamation mark, which adds emphasis to the command, and makes it more forceful.
Soyez ponctuel.
Be punctual. This sentence is an imperative verb, meaning it is a command.
Soyez
is the second person plural form of the verb
être.
To be, conjugated in the imperative mood. It is used to tell multiple people to be.
Ponctuel
is an adjective meaning punctual. It describes the subject of the sentence, in this case, you, plural. In summary, the sentence tells multiple people to be punctual.
Soyez ponctuel.
Be punctual. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or instructions.
Soyez
is the imperative form of the verb
être.
To be, for the
vous
form. This form is used to address multiple people formally or informally.
Ponctuel
is an adjective meaning punctual. The adjective is placed after the verb in this case, as it is modifying the subject implied in the imperative form of the verb, which is
vous. Soyez ponctuel.
Be punctual. This sentence is a command in the imperative form, meaning it's telling someone to do something.
Soyez
is the imperative form of the verb
être.
To be, in the
vous
form, which is the formal you in French. It means be.
Ponctuel
is an adjective meaning punctual.
Sois ponctuel.
Be punctual. This sentence is a command using the imperative mood.
Sois
is the second person singular form of the verb
être.
To be, conjugated in the imperative mood.
Ponctuel
is an adjective meaning punctual. The exclamation mark at the end signifies a strong or urgent command.
Sois ponctuel.
Be punctual. This sentence is a command, meaning it is telling someone to do something.
Sois.
This is the imperative form of the verb être, to be. It's used to give commands, and is conjugated to the second person singular, meaning you. Singular, informal.
Ponctuel.
This is an adjective that means punctual. It describes the person being addressed, and is in the feminine singular form to agree with the understood, you.
Soyez impitoyable.
Be merciless. Breakdown.
Soyez
is the imperative form of the verb
être.
To be, in the second person plural, meaning you all, or be you.
Impitoyable
is an adjective meaning merciless or ruthless. It modifies the pronoun
vous,
you all, which is implied in the imperative form. Key concepts. Imperative. The imperative mood is used to give commands or make requests. In French, the imperative form of verbs often omits the subject pronoun. Adjective placement. Adjectives in French generally follow the noun they modify.
Soyez impitoyable.
Be merciless. This sentence is a simple imperative, telling someone to be ruthless. Breakdown.
Soyez.
This is the imperative form of the verb
être.
To be, conjugated for the vous form, you, plural or formal singular.
Impitoyable.
This is the adjective impitoyable meaning ruthless, or merciless, used in the plural form to agree with the subject.
Vous.
key concepts. Imperative. A command form used to give instructions or orders. Subject pronoun.
Vous.
Is the formal pronoun for you, and is also used for the plural form of you. Agreement. In French, adjectives must agree in number and gender with the noun they modify.
Sois impitoyable.
Be merciless. This sentence is a command in the imperative mood. The verb, sois, is the second person singular form of the verb, être, to be, conjugated in the imperative mood. It is followed by the adjective, impitoyable, merciless, which acts as the direct object of the verb.
Sois.
Be, second person singular imperative of,
être,
to be,
impitoyable.
Merciless.
Soyez raisonnable.
Be reasonable. This sentence is an imperative sentence, meaning it's a command or request.
Soyez
is the imperative form of the verb
être.
To be, it's conjugated in the second person plural form, meaning it's addressing multiple people.
Raisonnable
is an adjective meaning reasonable. The sentence is essentially saying, be reasonable, all of you.
Soyez raisonnable.
Be reasonable. The sentence is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or instructions.
Soyez
is the second person plural of the verb
être.
To be. The imperative form of
être
is
soyez. Raisonnable
is the plural form of the adjective
raisonnable.
Reasonable. In this case, it is used as a noun modifier, describing the people being addressed. The exclamation point indicates the forceful nature of the command.
Disparaît.
This means, disappear.
Disparaît
is the imperative form of the verb
disparaître,
meaning, to disappear. The imperative is used to give commands or make requests. The S ending indicates that the command is directed at the singular, to, you, form, which is informal.
Sois raisonnable.
Be reasonable. This sentence is an imperative, meaning it is a command or request. It is addressed to a single person, as indicated by the use of the singular form of the verb, sois. Breakdown. Sois.
Sois.
Is the second person singular form of the verb, être.
Être.
To be, in the imperative mood. Raisonnable.
Raisonnable.
Is an adjective meaning reasonable. The entire sentence can be translated as be reasonable or act reasonably.
Soyez spécifique.
Be specific. This sentence is a command in the imperative form, meaning it is a direct order or instruction.
Soyez
is the imperative form of the verb
être.
To be, in the second person plural, you all.
Spécifique
is an adjective meaning specific. The full sentence translates to be specific. It instructs the listener to be precise and clear in their communication.
Sois spécifique.
Be specific. This is a command in the imperative mood. Sois is the second person singular form of the verb être.
Être.
To be. Spécifique.
Spécifique.
Is an adjective meaning specific.
Sois minutieux.
Be meticulous. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or instructions.
Sois
is the imperative form of the verb
être.
to be in the second person singular. Minutieux is an adjective meaning meticulous. Sois minutieuse. Be meticulous. This sentence is in the imperative mood, telling someone to do something. Sois is the second person singular form of the verb être. To be. In this context, it is being used as a command, similar to be in English. Minutius is the feminine form of the adjective minutia. Minutieux. Meticulous, which describes someone who pays great attention to detail. Key concept. This sentence demonstrates the use of the imperative mood in French, which is used to give commands or instructions. Soyez minutieux. Be meticulous. This sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or make requests. The verb soyez is the second person plural form of the verb être. To be in the imperative mood. The adjective minutieux means meticulous, indicating that one should pay close attention to detail. Soyez rigoureux. This translates to be rigorous. The sentence is a command in the imperative mood, which is used to give orders or make requests. Soyez is the second person plural imperative form of the verb être, which means to be. Rigoureux is an adjective meaning rigorous, which in this context means strict, thorough, or precise. Therefore, the command, soyez rigoureux, instructs someone or a group of people to be rigorous or strict in their actions or work.
Sois prudent.
Be careful. This sentence is a simple imperative. Soyez is the second person singular form of the verb. Être. To be. In this context, it is used as a command. Prudent is an adjective meaning careful or cautious. Exclamation is an exclamation mark, indicating a strong command or a sense of urgency.
Sois prudent.
Be careful. The sentence is a command directed at someone, likely female. Soyez is the imperative form of the verb être. To be. In the imperative, the subject pronoun is generally omitted. Prudent is the feminine singular form of the adjective.
Prudent.
Careful. The meaning of the sentence is a simple warning. Be cautious.
Soyez prudent.
Be careful. This sentence is a simple imperative sentence, meaning it is a command.
Soyez
is the imperative form of the verb être. To be, it is conjugated in the ruse form, which is the formal you in French.
Prudent
is an adjective meaning careful or cautious and modifies the implied subject you. So,
soyez prudent
literally means be careful and is a polite command to be cautious.
Dégarpissez.
Get out. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command. The verb
dégarpissez
is the second person plural, you all, of the imperative form of the verb
dégarpir.
The verb
dégarpir
is a very informal and somewhat vulgar verb meaning to get out, to leave, or to scram. It is often used in a forceful or impatient tone.
Soyez prudent.
Be careful. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command or request.
Soyez
is the formal second person plural form of the verb
être.
To be, conjugated in the present tense. In this context, it translates to be.
Prudent
is the feminine singular form of the adjective.
Puna.
Careful. It agrees in gender and number with the implied subject, vous, you. Therefore, the complete sentence translates to, be careful. Or, you be careful. In a formal context. Fais attention. Be careful. This is a very simple imperative sentence. The verb faire means to do or to make. Here it is in the imperative form, meaning it is a command. The imperative form of faire is faire. The word attention means attention or care. The sentence is literally do attention, but we translate it as be careful in English. Sois toi-même. Be yourself. This sentence is an imperative, meaning it's a command or instruction. Breakdown. Sois is the second person singular imperative form of the verb être. To be. It is used to directly address someone, in this case, you. Toi is the direct object pronoun, meaning yourself. It emphasizes the person being addressed. Même is an adjective that means same or self. In this context, it reinforces the idea of being true to oneself. The sentence is a concise and impactful way to encourage someone to embrace their authentic self and not try to be someone they are not. Soyez vous-même. Be yourself. This sentence is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or make requests. Soyez is the imperative form of the verb être. To be, in the second person plural. This form is used when addressing multiple people. Vous-même is a reflexive pronoun meaning yourself. It is used to emphasize that the action is performed by the subject itself. In this context, the sentence encourages someone to be authentic and true to their own personality. La bière est bonne. The beer is good. This sentence uses the être verb, which means to be, in the present tense. The present tense of être. For the third person singular, the singular form of it is être. The word bon means good and is the feminine singular form of the adjective. The sentence is simple and straightforward, with no complex grammatical structures. Arrêtez. Stop. This is a simple imperative verb in the vous form, meaning you, plural, or formal singular, in French. Arrêtez is the verb to stop, conjugated in the imperative mood. The imperative is used to give commands or make requests. Apportez un chapeau. Bring a hat. The verb apporter is the formal imperative form of the verb apporter, meaning to bring. The imperative is used to give a command or instruction. The subject pronoun vous, you, formal, is implied in the imperative form. Un chapeau is the indefinite article. Followed by the noun. Chapeau. Hat. Apporte un chapeau. Bring a hat. The sentence is a simple imperative, which means it is a command or request. Apporte is the imperative form of the verb apporter, to bring, since the subject of the sentence is the informal. Tu, you, the verb takes on the imperative form. Is the indefinite article for a masculine singular noun. Chapeau is the noun, meaning hot.
Appelle mon fils.
Call my son. The sentence is in the imperative mood, which means it is a command or request.
Appel
is the imperative form of the verb.
Appeler.
To call.
Mon
is a possessive adjective meaning my.
Fil
is a noun meaning son.
Appelez mon fils.
Call my son. The sentence is in the imperative mood, which is used to give a command or make a request. The verb
appeler
is the imperative form of the verb
appeler.
To call, which is conjugated in the
vous
form.
Vous
is used to address one person in a formal context, or to address multiple people.
Mon
means my, and
fil
means son.
Puis-je commencer?
This means, may I begin? The sentence is in the interrogative mood, and is asking for permission.
Puis-je
is the formal way of saying, can I? It uses the formal pronoun
je,
I, and the verb
pouvoir,
to be able to.
Commencer
is the verb
commencer,
to begin, in the infinitive form. You will usually hear the more casual
puis-je
used in a formal setting, such as a classroom.
Cela peut-il attendre?
Can this wait? This sentence is an interrogative question in the simple present tense.
Cela
is a pronoun meaning this or it. In this context, it refers to something that the speaker is referring to.
Peut
is the third person singular form of the verb pouvoir, to be able to.
Il
is the third person singular pronoun meaning it. It is used here as a placeholder subject for the verb attendre.
Attendre
is the infinitive form of the verb to wait.
Hi/hi
is the question mark, indicating the interrogative nature of the sentence. The sentence is constructed with the subject-verb-object order, with the subject
il
being implied. The verb
peut
comes before the object.
Attendre. Pouvons-nous venir?
We can come. Breakdown.
Pouvons
is the first person plural form of the verb
pouvoir,
to be able to, in the present tense.
Nous
is the first person plural pronoun, meaning we.
Venir
is the infinitive verb, to come. Is the interrogative particle, making the sentence a question. Key concepts. Verb conjugation. The verb
pouvoir
is conjugated to match the subject.
Nous.
Interrogative form. The question mark makes the sentence a question.
Besoin d'aide?
Do you need help? This sentence is a simple question in the
vous
form, meaning you, in a polite or formal context. Breakdown.
Besoin
is a noun meaning need.
De
is a contraction of
de,
meaning of.
Aide
is a noun meaning help. Is the question mark. The sentence structure is subject-verb-object, where the subject is implied.
Vous.
It is an interrogative sentence.
Pouvons-nous vous aider?
Can we help you? This sentence is a polite question in French, meaning, can we help you? Here's a breakdown.
Pouvoir.
This is the first person plural form of the verb.
Pouvoir.
To be able to, can, conjugated in the present tense.
Nous.
This is the first person plural pronoun meaning, we.
Vous.
This is the formal second person pronoun meaning, you.
Aimer.
This is the verb.
Aimer.
To help, in the infinitive form. Key concepts. Formal vs. Informal.
Vous.
Is the formal form of, you, in French. You use it when addressing someone you don't know well, someone older than you, or someone in a position of authority. Verb conjugation. The verb.
Pouvoir.
Is conjugated in the present tense, showing that the ability to help is present. Word order. The typical word order in French questions is subject-verb-object, which is the same as in English in this case.
Pouvons nous aider?
Can we help you? This sentence uses the
pouvoir
verb, which means to be able to, or can. The verb is conjugated in the first person plural.
Nous.
Which is, we, and is in the interrogative form. The.
Te.
Is a contraction of.
De.
And.
Le.
And acts as the direct object pronoun for the verb, aider.
The.
Aider. Verb means, to help.
Pouvons-nous donner un coup de main?
Can we give a hand? This sentence is a question using the verb
pouvoir,
which means to be able to, or can.
Pouvoir
is conjugated in the first person plural, which means we.
Donner
means to give. It is in the infinitive form.
Un coup de main
means a hand or help. The sentence is structured as a question, with the verb
pouvoir
placed at the beginning of the sentence.
Pouvons-nous arrêter?
Can we stop? This sentence is a question in the
présent
tense, meaning present tense, of the
pouvoir
verb, to be able.
The
nous pronoun is used, which means, we, making this a question that involves the speaker, and at least one other person. The verb, arrêter, is the infinitive form, and the final question mark signals that this is a question.
Pouvons-nous parler?
Can we speak? The sentence.
Pouvons-nous parler?
Is a simple question in French meaning, can we speak? Breakdown.
Pouvons-nous.
This is the conjugated verb form of
pouvoir.
To be able to, in the first person plural, we.
The.
Nous. Ending indicates the plural subject.
Parler.
This is the infinitive form of the verb, to speak. This is the question mark, indicating the sentence is a question. Key concepts. Verb conjugation. The verb
pouvoir
is conjugated in the present tense and plural form to match the subject, we. Infinitive. The verb
parler
is used in its infinitive form after the conjugated verb. Question formation. The question is formed by simply adding a question mark at the end of the sentence.
Arrive-tu à voir?
Are you able to see? Breakdown.
Arrive-tu?
This is the verb, arriver, conjugated in the interrogative form for the informal, to, you. The S is added for the conjugation, and the to at the end makes it a question.
Ah.
This is the preposition a, which means to or at in this context. voir. This is the infinitive verb, voir, which means, to see. Key concepts. Interrogative form. The sentence uses the interrogative form to ask a question. Informal, to. The sentence is using the informal, to, you, which is used when addressing someone directly and informally. Infinitive verb. The verb, voir, is used in its infinitive form, which means it is not conjugated, and is used after prepositions like, a, in this case.
Bouge.
Move. This is a very informal imperative sentence, meaning it's a command.
Bouge.
Is the imperative form of the verb.
Bouger.
To move. It's an irregular verb in the present tense, but in the imperative, it's simply the infinitive without the R.
Bouge.
Is often used to tell someone to get out of the way, or to hurry up. It can also be used as a playful, or teasing way of telling someone to move.
Arrivez-vous à voir?
This translates to, can you see? The sentence uses the
vous
form of the verb
arriver,
which means to arrive or to manage. The
vous
form is the polite form used for addressing one or multiple people. The verb
arriver
is conjugated in the present tense, indicating an action that is happening now. The sentence is in the interrogative form, meaning it is a question. The final part of the sentence,
avoir,
is an infinitive phrase, indicating the ability to perform the action of seeing.
Savez-vous faire du ski?
Do you know how to ski? This sentence uses the verb
savoir,
which means to know. It's conjugated in the present tense, with the second person singular form.
Savez.
The verb
faire
means to do, and is used here with the infinitive
du ski,
which means to ski. The entire phrase literally translates to, do you know to do skiing?
Sais-tu faire du ski?
Do you know how to ski? This sentence is a question using the
tu
form of the verb
savoir,
to know.
Sais-tu
is the informal way of asking, do you know, using the
tu
form. You
faire
is the infinitive, to do, and it is followed by the noun phrase
du ski.
Skiing, which functions as the object of the verb
faire.
Le
du
is a contraction of
de le
or de la, depending on the gender of the noun following. In this case,
ski
is masculine. The final question mark makes it a question.
Pouvez-vous essayer?
This translates to, can you try? Here's a breakdown.
Pouvez
is the formal conjugation of the verb
pouvoir,
to be able to, in the present tense, meaning can or are able to. This form is used when speaking to someone you don't know well, or someone you are showing respect to.
Vous
is the formal pronoun for you.
Essayer
means to try. Key concepts. Formal vs. informal speech. The verb form
pouvez
and pronoun
vous
are formal ways to address someone, while the informal version would be
peux-tu.
Present tense. The verb
pouvez
is in the present tense, indicating an action that is happening now, or generally true. Infinitive. The verb
essayer
is in its infinitive form, which means it is not conjugated. Anusar. Cancel that. This is a simple imperative sentence. The subject, do, you, is implied, and the verb is annulé. To cancel, conjugated in the imperative form, the object, sa. That, refers to something previously mentioned. Annulé sa. Cancel that. This sentence is a simple imperative, meaning it is a command, or instruction. Annulé is the verb, to cancel, in the imperative form, second person plural, which means, you all, formal. Ça is a pronoun meaning, that, or, it, referring to something previously mentioned, or understood. Therefore, the full meaning is, cancel that, addressed to a group of people.
Vérifie.
This means, check again. The verb
vérifier
is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or instructions. The prefix in the verb means again, so the whole verb means to check again. The imperative form is used to tell someone to check something again, which is why the English translation is check again. Nettoyez-le. Clean it. This sentence is an imperative verb, meaning it is a command, or instruction. Nettoyer is the verb nettoyer, to clean, conjugated in the
vous,
you, form of the imperative tense. Le is the direct object pronoun, it. The entire sentence is a command to clean something. Nettoie-le. Clean it. This is an imperative verb, meaning it is a command. It is in the informal, singular, form. The verb
nettoyer
means to clean. The ending le is the object pronoun, which in this case stands in for it. So, literally, this is clean it.
Viens le chercher.
Come get him. This sentence uses the imperative form of the verb
venir,
to come, which is
viens
in the singular. Le is the masculine definite article meaning the.
Chercher
is the infinitive verb to look for, but in this context, it means get.
Décaper.
The sentence means get out of here. The verb
décaper
is a regular verb in the imperative mood. It means to pack up and leave, or get out of here. The imperative mood is used to give commands or make requests.
Décaper
is the singular form of the verb. It means get out of here to one person. To tell multiple people to get out of here, you would use the plural form.
Décaper. Venez me chercher.
Come pick me up. This sentence is an imperative verb, meaning it's a command or request.
Venez
means come, and is the informal, plural form of the verb venir, to come. It's used when addressing multiple people, or using an informal tone.
Me
is the direct object pronoun, meaning me. It is placed before the verb to emphasize the person being picked up.
Chercher
means to pick up, or to fetch. It is used here in the infinitive form, which is common after verbs of motion, or commands.
Art.
Come in. This is the imperative form of the verb
entrer,
which means to enter. The imperative is used to give commands or make requests. Since it is singular, it means you, singular, come in.
Laisse tomber. Let it go. The phrase laisse tomber literally translates to let fall in English. However, it is used colloquially as an idiom meaning let it go or give up. Laisse is the imperative form of the verb laisser, meaning to let or to allow. Tomber is the infinitive form of the verb to fall. Viens me voir. Come see me. Viens is the imperative form of the verb venir. To come, in the second person singular, meaning come or you come. Me is the direct object pronoun meaning me. Voir is the infinitive form of the verb voir. To see. The phrase literally translates to come see me. It's a common expression used to invite someone to visit. Venez me voir. Come see me. This is a simple imperative sentence in the informal form, meaning it is directed at someone you know well. Venez is the informal imperative form of the verb venir. To come. The imperative form is used to give commands or make requests. Me is the object pronoun meaning me. In this sentence, it functions as the indirect object. Voir is the infinitive form of the verb voir. To see. The infinitive is used after an imperative verb to indicate the action to be performed. So the whole sentence translates as, come see me. Console Tom. Comfort Tom. This sentence is a command, or imperative. It uses the verb console, which means, to comfort. The infinitive form of the verb is console. The imperative form is console, which drops the infinitive ending, The object of the verb is tom, which is a proper noun. The sentence can be translated literally as comfort Tom. Console Tom. This means comfort Tom. Console means to comfort. It comes from the Latin word consolatus, meaning comforted. Tom is a proper noun and a name. Cuisine pour moi. Cook for me. This is a very simple imperative sentence, meaning it is a command. Cuisine is the verb to cook in the imperative mood. The imperative mood is used for commands and requests, and it is usually used in the second person singular, you. Pour is the preposition for. Moi is the pronoun, me. So the sentence literally translates to, cook for me. Cuisinez pour moi. Cook for me. Breakdown. Cuisinez. This is the imperative form of the verb cuisinez. To cook. It is the command form, meaning it is a direct order. Pour. This is a preposition that means for. Moi. This is the pronoun, me. The sentence structure is a simple imperative command, directly instructing someone to cook for the speaker. Wake up. Get out of here. This is a very informal, imperative sentence. Wake up is the imperative form of the verb decampe, which means to decamp, to leave, or to get out of here. The imperative is used to give a direct command, and in this case, it's a very strong and somewhat rude command to leave immediately. You can count me in. The sentence is in the informal to form, which is used when speaking to someone you know well.
Du means you.
Per is the informal form of the verb pouvoir, which means to be able to, or can, in this context.
Me
is the object pronoun, me.
Compter
means to count.
Na
means in.
Le
is the definite article meaning the.
Noob
means number. The entire sentence means, you can count me in. It is saying that the person speaking wants to be included in whatever is being counted.
Je participe.
I am participating.
Je
is the pronoun I in the subject form.
Participe
is the present participle of the verb.
Participer,
which means to participate. The present participle in French is formed by adding
a
to the stem of the verb. Since the verb
participer
ends in
a,
the stem is
participe,
and the present participle becomes
participant.
This sentence is in the present tense, which means that the action is happening now.
Couvrez-le.
Cover him. Breakdown.
Couvrez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Couvrir.
To cover, conjugated in the second person plural, meaning you all or you guys.
Le
is the direct object pronoun referring to a masculine singular noun, in this case, him. Therefore, the sentence translates to cover him and is a direct instruction.
Camoufler-le.
Hide it. The verb
camoufler
means to camouflage or to hide. It is in the imperative mood, which means it is a command. The pronoun
le
refers to a masculine singular object that has already been mentioned in the context.
Ne compte pas sur moi.
Don't count on me. Breakdown. Ni pas. This is the negative construction in French. It's used to make a verb negative. Compter. This is the verb to count in the present tense. Third person singular form. This form is used for the pronoun to, you, informal. Sir, this is a preposition meaning on. Moi, this is the pronoun me. Key concepts. Negation in French. Ni, pas, is a very common and essential way to make a sentence negative. Pronoun placement. Moi, me, is placed after the preposition, sir, in this sentence. This is a common pattern in French when using a preposition. Formal vs. Informal. This sentence uses the informal, to, form of the verb, compare. You would use the formal, vous, form in a more formal situation.
Est-ce que Tom a mangé?
Did Tom eat? The sentence is in the interrogative form, meaning it asks a question.
Est-ce que
translates to, is it that, or, is it the case that, and is used to form questions in French.
Tom
is the subject of the sentence, indicating who is being asked about.
A manger
is the verb, to eat, in the past tense. It translates to, ate, indicating the action happened in the past. This sentence is asking if Tom ate, without specifying what he ate or when he ate.
Tom a-t-il mangé?
Has Tom eaten? This sentence is a simple question in the passé composé. Past perfect tense. Tom is the subject of the sentence. A-t-il is a contracted form of a-t-il. Has he, the, te is inserted between the verb and the pronoun to make the question more concise. Manger is the past participle of the verb manger. To eat, which is used with the auxiliary verb avoir. To have, to form the passé composé. The sentence literally translates to, has he eaten? But is more naturally translated to, has Tom eaten? In English. Tom a-t-il essayé? Did Tom try? This sentence is a simple question using the verb avoir. To have, in the past tense. This is the standard way to ask if someone did something. A-t-il. Colon, this is a contraction of a-t-il. Meaning, has he? Essayé. Colon, this is the past participle of the verb essayé. To try. Tom. Colon, the subject of the sentence is Tom. The sentence structure is, has he tried, and can be translated directly into, did Tom try? Est-ce que Tom a essayé? Did Tom try? Breakdown. Est-ce que is a common way to form a question in French. It literally translates to, is it that? But functions like, do, or, is, in English. Tom is the subject of the sentence. A-S-A-Y-E means, tried. This is the past participle of the verb. A-S-A-Y-E. To try. The past participle is used with the auxiliary verb. Avoir. To have, to form the passé composé, past tense, in French. However, the auxiliary verb is not present in this sentence, as it is an informal question. Ça a aidé? Did that help? This sentence is a simple question in the past tense. Ça is a contraction of cela, which means that or it. A is the third person singular form of the verb avoir. To have, conjugated in the passé composé. Past perfect tense. The passé composé is used to describe an action that was completed in the past. Aimé is the past participle of the verb aimé. To help. The sentence is a grammatically straightforward way of asking if something was helpful. Allez-vous-en. This means, go away. The sentence is in the vous form, which is the formal you in French. The verb is aller, which means to go. The phrase is in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or make requests. The imperative mood for aller is va. For the do form, and aller for the vous form, the vous en is a contraction of vous en. The en means from here. Therefore, the phrase allez-vous en literally means go from here. Vous. Ça vous a fait mal? Did that hurt you? This sentence uses the vous form of the verb faire, which is to do or to make. It is in the past tense. A faire, which translates to did,
mal means bad in this context, but it is used here to indicate pain. As-tu vaincu? Did you win? This sentence uses the passé composé tense, which is used to describe completed actions in the past. It is formed with the auxiliary verb avoir and the past participle of the verb. As-tu is the contracted form of as-tu, which is the tu form of avoir, conjugated in the passé composé. Vaincu is the past participle of the verb vaincre, meaning to conquer or to win. The sentence structure is a question with the subject pronoun tu, you placed after the verb.